Hi, it's Paul Slackus, Good News Planet, and Peace Day Party. This is actually a Peace Day Party special. We have two out of the three producers of the wonderful, which I'll be announcing, I think it's a rec- it's a, like a record even, Actions Move People, and it's very exciting. We have with us Krista Wallhagen. Hi, Krista, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, good. And we have Kevin Mackey. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Paul.
So,
hi, Paul.
Hi, you two are cool. So you have created, and I've seen your promo video, and you have about 17 billion people that are household names connected to this project. I don't know how you did it, but I congratulate you, and it's all for peace. And and it's marvelous. So why don't you tell us about the project?
Yeah, well, it's Action Moves People United. There was an Action Moves People a couple of years ago, and this is the continuation of it. And this is with the United States Federation of UNESCO Clubs, which all three of us producers, myself, Kevin Mackey, Krista Wallhagen, and Rupam Sommer, we're also cultural ambassadors to the United States Federation of UNESCO Clubs. So we're working on all this together. And it's a double CD, and there's 45 tracks on it. I forget the official time limit, but I know it's over 2 hours. There's over 300 artists on it from around the world, over 30 countries. Some of the names that you might recognize are Dan Aykroyd, Julian Lennon, Kathy Sledge, of the band Asia, John Wenton, and Jeff Downes. And Jeff Downes is also in Yes. And we also have Alan White of Yes. Patrick Moraz, who was in the Moody Blues for many years. And he was also with Yes for a while. Janice Ian, you might know, she had that big song 17 back in the 70s. We have a cosmonaut. We have Annie Haslam of Renaissance. And by the way, the Annie Haslam track is with Patrick Moraz. So you have two great prog rockers contributing together, which is phenomenal. And the Alan White, he's actually on one of Dan Aykroyd's tracks. Dan Aykroyd's on there twice. The first track is outstanding. Let's call it the piece. It's called Enlighten Your Soul. And that particular piece, anybody who understands how music is put together in a recording studio, has over 300 tracks on it. Not computer simulated, not keyboard simulated, all instruments from around the world, voices from all around the world, just an amazing, epic track. And he's also on the last piece of the CD, a cool song written by Linda Cherney. And what we did, we put voices from all around the world on it, and how what they feel about world peace and the environment. And Dan Aykroyd's on that. Kathy Sledge is also on that, besides having her other song on it, and a lot of different people. And we also have the guy who wrote Some Kind of Wonderful, who I always thought was Graham Funk's original song. But little did I know, this guy wrote it in the 60s and actually charted with it a little bit, but it didn't get famous until Graham Funk did it. So how's that?
That's
you want any
more
questions?
Than a brain can take in. I mean, you know, I feel like it's the opening of the Moody Blues something. And God, this is great stuff. And they're all so familiar names to me because I'm in the mid-60s. No. So, and I love them all. And I know that there are a lot of peaceniks amongst them. Now, Krista, so what are you doing with this whole project?
Well, I'm one of the three producers. And the first thing we did when we started the project was, obviously, gather up all the ideas, the different ways we wanted to present, a world peace album. And there are so many ways to attempt to achieve world peace, environmentally, culturally, countries, in religion, and everybody, basically coexistence is the key for world peace. That's one of the key things that we were thinking from the beginning. And so what we did was we collected poems, and we have a handful of songs on the album as well. It's actually a spoken word album. And so we collected our poem and lyrical content, song content. And once we gathered all of our words, we then approached many people to lay down the spoken word tracks. And after that was done, we would go to the musicians and bring them in and basically take the, you know, pair them up with the spoken word artist and create the final tracks. That's basically how it was done. I mean, not every track was put together exactly like that, as Kevin was mentioning. The track number one, called Enlighten Your Soul, which is an incredible track with many, many artists on it, including Dan Aykroyd as the spoken word artist. And it also includes Alan White of Yes, and also the Plastic Ono Band. Anyway, that one was that was quite a work in itself. But so basically, what we did was we took the poems and had them read, and then input the music, because it is a musical spoken word album, and so it's an extremely enjoyable album, and I'm certain that people will not be bored with it, because there are a lot of different feels to each track and a lot of different subjects, including one called The Story of Gulcher, which is about a young boy who was murdered in 2014 in Pakistan during that horrible massacre at the school. There were over 100 children and teachers killed, and so that track is an incredible track, which actually includes many people from Pakistan, as well as Indian performers. And so we're very proud of that track, because basically we're combining, two opposing countries. You know, Pakistan and India haven't been on the best terms in the last many years. And we feel, peace can be achieved through just communication, words and music. And so that track is a really good example of what we're all about as well. So that's basically how it came together. Kevin, I'm sure you've got a lot to add to that.
Well, first of all, our website is actionmovespeopleunited.org. You could also look us up on Facebook, Action Moves People United. And we're launching the CD September 21st, International World Peace Day. And we're also having an event in New York City in Harlem. Unfortunately, I don't have the address right on me, but there's the community center right next to the Apollo Theater from 3 to 6. On the 21st of September. Anybody who wants to come out, feel free. Come out, have a good time, meet some of the artists on the CD. And, we're looking to create positive change.
I love it. I love it. Alan, we're going to also announce it, and hopefully you'll be able to make it up to our Times Square press event. And I welcome anybody from the team to be there as well.
Which day is that going to be?
It's Friday, this coming Friday, the 16th. So at 11 a.m. we have Duffy Square. And actually the event is really created to promote and inform and to enlighten everybody that upcoming on the 21st is the International Day of Peace. And that's why we're doing it right in the heart of the Big Apple, the crossroads of the world. So, we're it's a great platform, I think, to, for you to announce your CD as well. And we'll talk about after, hold on after this interview, and see how we can, you know, incorporate you into the press event, because it's very powerful work. I heard the 5-minute demo tape, but you had some video on that too, right? On that one, that's a little different.
Yeah,
or was that not.
Yeah,
it?
that's just an overview of the album. You know, just highlighting a few tracks, and the video just shows slides of information about what we're doing, you know, with education and teaching cultural things and the environment. And there's a dolphin piece on there explaining what a dolphin goes through when it's being hunted. And very, very fascinating album. So the video just shows, you know, what it gives you a little warm up, a little tease on what the album is going to be about.
Well, I'm ready to go on the peace train and walk with Mahatma Gandhi. All right. So you,
yeah, right,
that's a great piece of it. Everybody to click on this link that we're going to include on this interview. So it's wonderful as is. So congratulations. Last question to each one of you. And we've asked many, many thousands of people, what does peace mean to you? Actually, Krista, ladies go first.
Okay.
Krista, what does peace mean to you?
Well, peace to me is respect from me in from everybody toward me, and understanding and coexistence. And really, the bottom line is the word is love. I mean, love conquers all, and love is forever. So yeah, peace. Number one, peace is love, and all of the things that go along with it.
Beautiful, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Well said. Yes, peace starts within us, to have peace mm-hmm. with ourselves, and then just loving thy neighbor, no matter what race they are or what religious beliefs they may have, and not judging people, and just living together, not only with all of us humans around the planet, but our animals that roam the planet, and also Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is real and alive, and we all need to get along and live together peacefully.
Beautiful. All right, hold on a second. Thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Kevin.
Both of you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.